Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone. This is Sheila, your host for the Happy Mind, Happy Life show. And I am excited, as always, to have you here with us on today. I am very excited to have you here, and I'm excited to be with you as well. Today, we are going to be talking about a subject that I think a lot of people are excited about, and that is dealing with haters. But before we get into our discussion tonight, I want to just take care of a few things, and I want to say that the song that was playing in the intro, I don't own the rights to that. As we all know, that's Happy by Pharrell. And again, thank you for being here. Today is March the 8th. 2018, 30 p.m. Central Standard Time, and you are listening to the Happy Mind, Happy Life show. Now, I want to get a few announcements out the way as well, because once we get into our discussion, we'll probably take off and I won't be able to come back and give the announcements. I want to just let everyone know, I know I have some new listeners tonight. Thank you for being here. Glad that you decided to spend some time with us tonight. Generally, what we do is we have a discussion for about 45 minutes or so, and then we open up the lines for those who may want to call in. Maybe you have a question, or maybe you have a comment, or you just, you know, want to get something off your heart or whatever. You are more than welcome to call in, and that number to call in is 949-534-0637. Again, the number to call in is 949-534-0637. Now, you can call in on that line just to listen in, or you can call in on that line to ask a question. And as I said, we generally open up the lines for questions the last half hour. Now, one of the things that I am wanting to do with the show, you know, we changed the time to try to make it a little bit better for people to be able to listen in on live. We will look at the rates maybe in another month or two to see if 5:30 is working for everyone. We were coming on at 6:30, and I changed it to 5:30 at the beginning of this year. But if 5:30 is not working, we will look at either maybe going to 7, if that will work. An eye on it, you know, maybe over the next month or so. And if you find that this 5:30 time isn't working, please let me know. Now, you know, all of our shows are recorded, so every show that I have done is on my on-demand channel. So if you're not able to listen in live, you're always able to listen to the recording. And my on-demand channel is www.blogtalkradio.com/ Happy Mind, Happy Life show. So you're always able to listen to the recordings of every episode. So again, tonight we're talking about dealing with haters. I do want to call your attention to, I have designed a new t-shirt, and the t-shirt is I was inspired by Joelle Noki, and she is a coach, a business coach, and I was inspired by her to create this t-shirt. It's a game, and basically it's one of the sayings or quotes that she has, just to, you know, encourage people to stay on their grind, to be serious about their business and serious about making money in their business. So she generally has this quote that she as It's Not a Game. It's a really cute t-shirt. It is on my website, www.lifecoachsheilawillis.com. If you click on shop, the featured t-shirts are listed right there at the top. And so I created that one, and I'm working on one for the Black Panther in tribute to that movie. And so keep your eyes on that. Please go to my website. I have tons of t-shirts, inspirational t-shirts there as well. I would very much appreciate your support. I do have webinars there, video recording of a webinar. I also have an audio recording of webinars, and then some ebooks. And so I just want to call your attention to that. I am also on Amazon.com. I have a couple of ebooks there as well. So check us out and support us, and we will appreciate that greatly. I am working on a webinar that should be coming out real soon. It's going to deal with money. Money matters. So it will definitely help you to get a better flow of money in your life. So keep looking out for that. And once I get the exact date, we'll be letting you know. So I believe that's all I had, all I wanted to share with you tonight in the way of announcement. So I am here by myself tonight. I don't have a guest here with me, but I do have a good show for you. I am going to maybe share maybe about 45 minutes or so. Oh, this is what I wanted to say. In addition to the time, the start time, maybe even looking at a different day. Thursday is not good for the majority of the people. Maybe even I'm thinking about even changing the day. So if you feel that Thursday isn't a convenient day and the 5:30 isn't a convenient time, please send me an inbox. You can go to my on-demand channel and leave a comment there, or you can go to my website and leave a comment there. You can also find me on social media as Abundance Coach Sheila Willis, and you can leave a comment for me there as well. So just want to make sure that I am coming on day and time where it's convenient for mostly everybody. And before I forget, thank you for my international listeners that are listening in, even if you're listening live or if you're listening by on demand, you know, if you're listening to the recording. Either way, I am very happy to have you all here, but I just wanted to give a shout out to the international audience. Tonight, as I said, I forgot again, I'm so sorry. What I was trying to say, in addition to Thursday and in addition to the start time, you know, if that's a good time for you, great. But I just kind of want to get the voice of the masses of what would be the best time to come on. And then I want to look at shortening the show. Generally, the show is from about an hour and a half. But I'm looking at maybe shortening the show to about an hour. And I would discuss, you know, have the discussion from about for 20 to 30 minutes and then open up the lines for maybe 15, 20 minutes. And so we'll just have an hour-long show. Thinking that may work better for people. You know, I know in this day and age that we live in that our attention spans are not quite as long as they used to be. So I'm thinking that may work a little better. So let's just kind of see how, you know, things go. So tonight, again, we're talking about the discussion that we are having tonight is dealing with haters. Dealing with haters. So I want to talk a little bit about that. So you got haters, you know, and when we talk about haters, we know that haters is a slang term. And most of us are familiar with the term haters. But for those of us who may not be, or those who maybe want a little more clarity, let's talk about what are haters. We can define haters as those who wish others bad or who are jealous of another's success. So if we were to define it, my definition would be that a hater is someone who either wishes someone bad or they are jealous of another person's success. Some even go as far, you know, they take it a step further and they try to hinder or they try to block other people from succeeding. So I would like to point out a few things, just talk about a few things tonight about haters that perhaps we haven't considered. Most people, when they think about haters, you know, they think about it in a way that, you know, these are just people who just love to hate on people. You know, they're just vindictive and, you know, malicious people that just love to hate on people. But I want to look at haters in maybe just a little different light, from a different perspective than most people do. It's my belief, you know, this is my belief, and this is what I believe concerning haters. I believe that haters don't really act out of hate. I don't think that that's the root cause of their actions. I believe that haters really act out of fear. I believe they don't act out of hate, but rather out of fear. I believe that the fear is the root. Their fear is the root cause of their actions. Their fear is their cause of the vindictiveness. The fear is the root cause of them acting out of jealousy and trying to hinder, block, or keep other people from succeeding. And I believe that this fear, the root cause of their actions, stems from their own self-limiting beliefs. I believe that this is the root cause of them acting the way that they do. Now, if you are not familiar with self-limiting beliefs, a self-limiting belief is a erroneous perspective that we have developed from our childhood, because basically our foundation or our beliefs are set by the time we are about the age of 5. Our foundation is set. And I won't go into details about that. I have plenty of teaching out there on it. If you go to my on-demand channel, you look for paradigm shift, I talk in details, you know, I discuss in detail about our foundations and our paradigms, our mindsets, and how those things are developed, and so on and so forth. And incidentally, on my website, I have a video that's called Change Your Mind to Change Your World that deals very extensively with that topic of how our mindsets are and our foundations are set and what self-limiting beliefs are and how they're formed. So let me get back to tonight's discussion. So the self-limiting belief that we have, and all of us have self-limiting beliefs in some area, and basically it is our perception of life, it's our perspectives, you know, how things are. And generally, our perspectives are our own reality. It's not really the way things are when it's a self-limiting belief. When we have a self-limiting belief, it's a perspective that causes our reality, but those self-limiting beliefs are basically untrue, or it's an error or faulty teaching, and they can be changed, but because it's our belief, we don't understand that, and we operate from these self-limiting beliefs. Let me give you an example of a self-limiting belief, and it'll help you better understand it if I'm not giving you a clear enough explanation. A self-limiting belief would be if a person viewed the world as scarcity, lack, and poverty. If they believe that that's all that the world offers is scarcity, lack, and poverty, that they're always going to be struggling, that they're always going to be poor, that they're always going to have lack in their lives, and they're always going to have, there's always going to be scarcity, that's a self-limiting belief. Because the world is not like that. The world is very abundant. But if your beliefs are beliefs of scarcity and beliefs of lack and beliefs of hardship, then that's what you produce. That's what you manifest. That's what you create in your own world or your own individual life. So self-limiting beliefs hinder us from living our best lives, or hinder us from living perhaps the desired life that we want. We don't want to be poor, but if we have a self-limiting belief that says we can only be poor, then that's what we're going to be, because we cannot live higher than our thoughts, cannot live higher than our beliefs. And our beliefs are simply thoughts that we think consistently. Thoughts that we think consistently become or form our belief. So if we have self-limiting beliefs, you know, that's what we that's where we operate from, and we create our lives based on our self-limiting beliefs and our beliefs, because all of our beliefs are not self-limiting. But the ones I'm talking about tonight, I'm talking about self-limiting beliefs, because this is where I believe haters operate from. I believe that this root cause of their behavior, it stems from it's the fear that stems from their self-limiting belief. And their self-limiting belief causes them to think, this is their self-limiting belief, they think that there is not enough success to go around, or they think that they cannot be successful. So that's their self-limiting belief. That's the place where they operate from. That's their perspective about life, that there isn't enough success to go around, or that they can't be successful themselves, or they can't make it out of their situations or challenges that they find themselves in. So these feelings that they have, or these negative thoughts that they have, it produces the crab mentality. I know we're most of us are familiar with this phrase, that old crab mentality, you know, that if one crab tried to get out of the barrel, the other crab would grab it and pull it down, because the one crab, you know, he's trying to either pull himself up on that crab trying to get out, and not realizing when he grabs that crab, he's pulling it down, or he just don't want to see the other one go free. So if I can't, you can't, you know, basically, you know, people like that, they feel like if I can't have it, you can't have it. Or if I can't make it, you can't make it. If I can't succeed, I don't want to see you succeed. But these thoughts are coming from that self-limiting belief, because they feel like they can't successful, so they don't want to see anyone else be successful. They have this fear that they can't make it, that they can't be successful. I believe that this self-limiting belief, or the self-limiting beliefs that the haters have, is where all the loathing comes from. But what it is that it's a loathing for themselves. I believe the self-limiting belief causes a loathing for, or a hatred, or a dislike for themselves. So, because people who are unhappy, they don't like to see others happy. You know that old saying, misery loves company. It's true. People who are unhappy want other people to be unhappy. People who are miserable want other people to be miserable. People who are not successful, they don't want other people to be successful. Now, I'm speaking in general, because I do know that there are people out there who want to see people happy, who want to see people succeed. But tonight we're talking about haters. And generally, haters, they don't want to see people happy because they're not happy. They don't want to see people successful because they're not successful. They don't want to see people win because they're not winning at life. So misery, in turn, loves companies, loves company. Haters hate because they feel powerless to change their situations. This is what I believe. Haters operate from this self-limiting belief. And this self-limiting belief that they're not going to ever, you know, that they're not successful or they can't, you know, be successful or they're not, it's not enough to go around. They feel powerless. They feel powerless to change their situations. They feel powerless to do anything about their self-limiting beliefs. Most of them, majority of them, don't even know they have self-limiting beliefs. Most people who have self-limiting beliefs, and some of you I'm speaking to right now, you may not be a hater, but you may have a self-limiting belief in some area of your life. And when you have a self-limiting belief, because it is in our foundation, which houses itself in our subconscious mind, and that's a whole nother subject and a whole nother discussion. Because it is there in our subconscious mind, we don't even realize that we have them. We don't realize that we have them. And so most of us do have self-limiting beliefs. Some of us have more than others. But haters, because they have a self-limiting belief that they can't make it or they're not worthy or they can't be successful or it's not enough success to go around or they're unhappy and miserable about their own life, then they in turn feel powerless to make change in the situations in their lives. So they hate. So they cause grief for every other people in an attempt to make themselves feel better or look bigger. So they may step on somebody else to make themselves look better. They may clown on somebody else to make themselves look cool or whatever, or look, you know, better in someone else's eyes. But I'm here to tell you this. If you are a person that's operating from that place, you can't, and pardon my expression, you can't piss on someone else's dreams and expect blessings to rain on yours. It doesn't work like that. It really doesn't. And you may have a fleeting time in the spotlight, but because we live in this universe where you reap what you sow, you attract what you give out, then eventually that type of negative energy will catch up with you. It'll catch up with you. So let's go on a little further, and I want to talk to you a little more about haters. What haters don't realize, and you know, and maybe what we don't even realize, is that every person, everyone has the same potential to succeed. Everyone does. Because everyone has their own genius. Everyone has their own gifting. Everyone has their own talent. Everyone has been given a purpose. And with that purpose comes along certain giftings and certain talents. Everyone has that. Everyone has their own genius, which is the thing that causes them to excel and to shine. That's what I call genius. It's that thing that causes you to excel and to shine. Now, haters, because of their self-limiting beliefs, may be dulling their shine or keeping them from a place to keeping them from excelling. And so because they're not excelling doesn't mean that they can't. It doesn't mean they can't. It doesn't mean that they don't have the potential. But because they're not aware of their potential, because they're not aware that they can excel and that they can shine like anybody else, then they become jealous and they become, begin to operate out of these places where they're trying to keep or dull somebody else's shine. because they don't see their own shine. Because when you have your own shine, you don't worry about how bright somebody else is shining, because you're shining just as bright. You encourage peoples to shine when you are confident in yourself, when you know that you have your own shine. You don't worry about trying to dull anybody's shine. So when you see someone trying to dull somebody else's shine, it's because they have not uncovered their own shine and their own sparkle. It just reminds me, you know, just now I thought about, there was two very prominent comedians, and one was an old school, and one had just come on the scene. And the one that had just come on the scene, oh my God, I don't want to mention any names, but this person was just breaking records. This person was in just about every, you know, every time you look around, he was on commercials, he had his own comedy shows, he was on people's guest shows. It's like every place you look, this, excuse me, this new comedian was there, and he was basically taking over comedy. He was taking over, and people was just, oh my goodness, people were going crazy for him. He was making bukus of money. And then this old comedian, when I say old, I'm not talking about an age. I'm talking about he had been on the scene for a little while, and he was very popular for a bit. But when this new one came, he began to shine, and people began to pay attention to him because, hey, he was new, and people like new shiny stuff. You know, we all do. We love new and approved, new and shiny. We just like new, you know. And so when this person came on, he was just taking over comedy, and this older comedian, he began to get mad, and he started making not commercials, but making statements. When people would interview him, he would make statements about who, I don't know who he think he is, and he really ain't funny, and I don't know why he's everywhere, and I don't know why he's being seen, and blah, 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 blah. He really began to hate on this new comedian. You know, that's not a good look. If he was confident in his own ability, he didn't have to worry about this new person. All he had to do was continue to focus on his own shine. And people still loved him. You know, he had his turn, and now it was this person's turn. So let the person have their turn. We don't have to hate on other people. We don't have to hate on other people. And what end up happening, the new comedian end up bringing this person in on some of his shows to show him, man, you know, I respect and honor who you are. Can you, you know, come on in and let me help you to shine. See, that's what I'm talking about. That's what winners do. Winners don't hate. Winners celebrate. So let's go on a little further. As I was saying, what I believe is that haters don't realize that they have the same potential to succeed. Now, I'm talking to you about haters and why I believe haters hate, but I'm not condoning their behavior. I'm just trying to maybe give you a different perspective or help you to see why they do what they do. And if you are a person, if you're in the listening audience or you're listening to this by on demand, and if you are a person and you are a hater, that this fits you, then maybe now you better understand why you do what you do, and you'll make a change. So in a little while, I'm going to tell you how to deal with your haters. But right now, I just wanted to give you another perspective about haters. And then I'm going to give you about 8-9 keys on how to deal with your haters. Someone that I respect a lot, you know, had commented on my post about this tonight's show, and basically she was saying that this was one of the biggest challenges that she has in being, you know, the entrepreneur and the success that she is, that she has a lot of haters. And she said that it was one of the most challenging things that she deals with. So I want to talk to you tonight, those of you who are having challenges with haters. I want to share with you from another perspective to maybe just kind of get you to understand why they operate like that. And so perhaps it will make you feel better about them and better about your situation. That's my purpose here tonight. Remember, this is the Happy Mind, Happy Life show. So we're all about having that happy mind so that we can have happy lives. So I want to just share this with you from a place like, oh, he a hater. I want you to see why people do what they do. Because basically, we all operate from our paradigms and from the foundation that has been laid and the foundation that has been set in our lives. And whatever is in there, you know, if we have these limiting beliefs in there, that's where we operate from, you know. And people, as I said before, sometimes we're not even aware that these things are in there. Example. You know, it's from far back as I can remember, there has always been a financial struggle in my life. And I always wanted to be abundant and always wanted to be financially prosperous. And I did everything I knew to do naturally, you know, go to school, go to college, get a good degree, get good jobs, so on and so forth. And I thought that that was the formula and that was the secret to me having financial success. But it wasn't. It wasn't. It wasn't until about 4 years ago when I discovered that I had self-limiting beliefs in the area of finances, in the area of money. I didn't even know I had them. I didn't know that they were hindering me from the success that I wanted, from the prosperity and from the abundance that I wanted. I didn't realize I had them. I didn't realize that I viewed the world as scarcity and lack. I didn't know I had beliefs about money that there was, you know, that money wasn't available, that we lived in, you know, that we just live in this world of scarcity. I didn't even know I had those beliefs. But once I discovered that I had self-limiting beliefs and I changed my thoughts, it changed my world. Literally, when I changed my thoughts about money, when I developed a better relationship with money, it changed my financial, it changed the way abundance flows in my, it changed the way money flows in my life. And now I am seeing money flow in my life in the way in which I desire. Yes, I of course, more cometh. You get what I'm saying? More cometh. I'm not saying that I'm not still desiring more to come, of course. Of course, I'm all about expansion and all about expanding and all about increase. But I'm saying that I am flowing so much better in the area of abundance and the area of financial prosperity than I ever have before, simply by getting rid of my self-limiting beliefs. Okay. I'm not trying to get off tonight. We're talking about haters, and we want to talk more about self-limiting beliefs. Maybe I'll come back next week, and we'll talk about them in a little more detail and what you can do and how you can get rid yourself of these things and begin to create for yourself or establish beliefs that will encourage you and support what it is that you want out of life. All right, so repeating again, and stop and say that you're listening to the Happy Mind, Happy Life show with your host, Sheila Willis, and I am excited that you're here with us tonight, and we're talking about dealing with haters, and I am now just talking about why I believe haters do what they do and how they, why they do what they do. And so, again, what haters don't realize is that they have the same potential to succeed as everyone else. Everyone has their own genius. And when I'm talking about genius, what that means to me is that it's the thing, it's that it thing, that it factor, that thing that causes you to excel and to shine. And because we all have been created with a purpose, because we all have been created for a purpose and with purpose. We all have gifts and talents. We all have genius. We all have that thing that causes us to excel and causes us to shine. You just got to identify it, you know, and when you come to the place where you know your purpose, then you will begin to see the giftings and the talents that come with that, that comes with that, so that it helps you to excel and succeed in that which you've been called to do. So we all have our unique purpose. Everyone has a unique purpose. And there's never, never, ever, never a need to be jealous or on anyone. It's just no need. Because you're an awesome thing all by yourself. You don't have to hate on anybody because you are all you need to be. You just need to tap into who you are and be all you can be, as the Army says. We are all fearfully and wonderfully made in the likeness of the divine. Every last one of us, all made that way. No one is more special than anyone else. They may have a different uniqueness about themselves. They may have a different calling. They may have a different purpose. But we all are just as important as anyone else in fulfilling whatever it is that we have to do, whatever it is, because we need someone to do, you know, all of these different things that we need, jobs, careers, and so on and so forth. Someone has to fulfill all of these areas. So just because someone is in a purpose, their purpose is in the spotlight, so to speak, doesn't mean that the person that's behind the camera is not as important. It's just that that person's purpose is to be seen, where this person's purpose is to be behind, it's not to be seen, but both purposes are equally as important. Just got to know where you fit and just flow there, you know, flow where you fit. And so please, you know, let's make no mistake about it. I'm in no way excusing bad behavior. I'm no way excusing haters to hate. But I am encouraging those who have haters. I am encouraging those who are being hated on and put down and people are trying to hinder you from success. I'm encouraging you to remain positive. I really believe that what we focus on, we bring more of the same in our life. I believe that. And so let's let our focus shift from our haters and let's be more positive. So let me talk to you a little bit. I want to give you 8 steps on how to deal with haters. 8 steps in dealing with haters. And then after I finish this 8 steps, we're going to open the line and you are free to call in and you can share, you know, if you have any questions or you want to share a incident with the haters or whatever, and if you want some advice on how to deal with haters or whatever. So I'm going to try to go through these kind of quick so we can get to the calls tonight. So here are the steps. Action steps that I want to give you tonight on dealing with haters. The first one is don't set yourself up for failure. Don't set yourself up for failure. You cannot make everybody happy, so don't even try to. No matter what you do, you can't please everyone. Someone is going to always have an issue with what you do, or what you don't do, or what you say, or what you didn't say. So there's going to always be people who are complainers, people who are going to find fault, because that's simply the kind of people that they are. So don't set yourself up for failure. Don't try to do everything to make everybody happy, and then when a person's not happy or a person complains about what you did, you start to feel bad. You know, so don't set yourself up for failure. That's one of the ways you can deal with haters. Don't try to please everybody. Don't try to make everybody happy. The second thing is ignore them. Basically, what we give, as I said before, our attention to grows. Whatever you focus on grows, because energy goes where the where our focus goes, energy goes. So when you put your focus on something, then you're bringing energy into that. And wherever the energy goes, that's the point of creation. That's the place of creation. So if you're focusing on haters hating, then you're bringing forth more energy of the same. You're just bringing more of the same. It's growing. Where you put your attention on, it grows. So instead of being consumed with the negativity, turn your attention to something more positive. Instead of reading over and over what they said, what the status said or the email said or the voicemail that they left, you keep listening to or you're listening to a story that somebody is telling you about something somebody said, or you're on your social media pages and you see the comments that they made about you or the flyers or whatever. And so instead of you keep reading that over and over or listening to the voicemail over and over or listen to the person gossiping about what somebody said about you, cut that off. You know, don't consume yourself with the negativity, because that's just make that grow. That's just going to bring you more of the same. So turn your energy to something more positive. And yeah, I get it. Trust me, I get it. I know that it's easier said than done. But I also know this. It is possible to rise above hatred. It is possible to rise above haters. It is possible to rise above jealousy. It is possible. Is it the easiest thing? Probably not, because we're in this flesh and blood earth suit. But it is possible. So you just shift your focus and focus something on something positive. Ignore them haters. 3, keep doing you. Keep doing you. Show your haters that their negativity has no power over you and that you're unstoppable. Continue being your authentic self. So show them, hey, it don't mean anything to me. Because when you stop and you try to deal with what they're saying, or you stop and now you're hurt because somebody said something, or you're bringing your attention to what has been said, then you're giving that thing power, or that person power over you. Don't give anybody power over you by dealing with their negative energy. Show them that you're unstoppable. You know, let me get something really quick here. When I first started my life coaching business, and I started with doing my very first seminar, and it was so well received, I began to go to different cities to do them, and I was putting out my, you know, my flyers and, you know, doing my marketing and my advertisement, and then I started bringing them online and doing webinars, and I was doing my flyers and, you know, all the advertising on my social media pages, particularly Facebook, and people, I don't know if it was the same people, or if it was a group of people or one person, I'm not sure. But they complained enough about my ads. Now, mind you, my whole, the basics of my teaching is to change your mind so you can change your world. In other words, change what you're doing so you can live a better life. That's all I'm after. I'm here to help people live happier lives. I'm here to help people win at life. I'm here to help people live their desired lives, to fulfill their dreams. And you would think that wouldn't anybody be able to find anything negative in that? But whoever this person or persons were, they complained so much about me promoting these, you know, this seminar, I mean, this webinar. They complained so much that Facebook actually blocked me from advertising. Now, that was about 3 years ago, and I'm still not able to advertise my webinars and seminars on Facebook because someone complained so much every time I would put a flyer up. They complained so much about the flyers till they blocked me. Now, that's malicious, you know, and that's someone trying to hinder me from doing, you know, what I do and conducting my business, which is basically to help people. But I didn't let that stop me. That even though I may not be able to advertise flyers, I went harder. I found a way to promote my, you know, to promote my seminars and webinars in a different way, and I went hard because I'm not going to be stopped by people who are trying to stop me. So don't let people stop you. Keep doing you, and don't step back and try to be somebody different. You know, sometimes when people hate on us, or someone may say, you think you're too good, or who you think you are, and then we begin to kind of step back a little bit because we don't want our shine, you know, to be too bright, and so we kind of dull ourselves a little bit, or we start playing small because we don't want people to think, well, yeah, why wouldn't you think you're something? Yeah, you are something. I am something. Yeah, I sure do think I'm something. So if somebody say you think you're something, yeah, I sure do, and tell them the something that you think you are. And I would hope that you would think you're something is what you should tell them. But we'll bag back from that because we don't want people to think that we think too highly of ourselves. No, you don't think too highly of yourself. You know, think as high of yourself as you possibly want to be, because the things that manifest our life is what we manifest who we are. We manifest who we are. So if you want to be successful, you got to become success. Get what I'm saying? So don't let people dull your shine. Don't let people put your light out or cause you to shrink because they're hating on you. No, be your authentic self. Continue to be your authentic self. I would rather be hated for who I am than loved for who I am not. So be your authentic self. Number four, remember that hurt people hurt people. Hurt people hurt people. Haters are acting out of their own pain. This is what I was sharing earlier. They're basically operating out of their own pain. Haters are usually people who are wounded, broken souls that are hurting. That's who they are. They're hurting. They're so full of hurt that they're jealous and they're envious, you know, and they're malicious because they're hurting on the inside. Why else would they be trying to put others down or hindering the success and dreams in other people's lives? It's because they don't see that in their lives and they're hurting over it. You know, they may be hating on a marriage because they have a bad marriage, or someone broke their heart, or because their marriage didn't work or their relationship didn't work. So it pains them to see other people in happy marriages and happy relationships. You know, they may have bummed out in business, you know, and lost all their money in business over unwise investments, or, you know, or whatever. And so they hate to see people succeed where they failed. So they're hurting people. Number five, don't take it personal. When haters hate on you, don't take it personal. I know it seems personal, and it is personal, but don't take it personal. And I know that this is another one that's easier said than done. But remember this. Although the negativity is directed towards you, it's really a reflection about how they feel about themselves. Say, don't take it personal. When they're hating on you, it's just that hatred that they have for themselves. It's that loathing that they have for themselves. It's that dislike that they have for themselves. Because if you're a loving person, if you're in love with you, you're in love with people. If you're full of light, then you're radiating light. If you're full of love, you're radiating love. And when people are being malicious and hateful and jealous and vindictive, it's because all that junk is on the inside of them. And so they're just reflecting what is on the inside of them. So don't take it personal. Just know that, oh, they're in their pain. that's how they feel about themselves. They say that about me because that's how they feel about themselves. It's their perspective about their own life. Many haters have a fear of failure. They have low self-esteem. They have a lack, scarcity mindset, and many other self-limiting beliefs. So this thing that they are projecting and the things that they're saying is simply things that they really are feeling and thinking about themselves. Pause this for a minute here and say that you are listening to the Happy Mind, Happy Life Show with your host, Abundance Coach Sheila Willis. And in just about a few minutes here, we're going to open up the line. So please do call in and share your stories or ask a question. And the number to call in is 949-534-0637, 949-534-0637 is our number to call in, and please call in and share your stories. You, matter of fact, you can call in right now. And while we're waiting for people to call in, I'm going to go on to number six. So number five was, excuse me, don't take it personal. Number six, don't fight fire with fire. This one I really want you to hear. Don't fight fire with fire. We're talking about how to deal with haters. Don't fight fire with fire. Instead of retaliating against your haters or against those that's trying to block you or hinder you from success, release them. Release them to light and love and wish for them their highest good. Release them. Release them. Don't have forgiveness towards anybody. Don't be bitter towards anyone. Don't be angry towards anyone, because all of that is such negative energy. You just create more negative stuff. When you're angry, when you have unforgiveness towards anyone, when we carry unforgiveness, it is just like that saying says, it's like drinking poison and hoping somebody else will be affected by it. That crap is no good for you. That negative energy is no good for you. Let that anger and that bitterness and let all that stuff go. You know, if someone wants to hate on you, then let them be in their own negative energy. Don't retaliate against your haters. Don't give them no attention. Just wish them well. Bid them peace. You know, I wish you well, love and light to you. I'll be praying for you, and I pray for your highest good. You know, and then move on. Scriptures say you heap a coal of hot coals of fire on their head when you bid them peace and love and love them and let them go on their way. You know, let the divine, the higher power, take care of them. Don't retaliate, because when you retaliate, that comes back on you. That's why the scriptures say judge not. You know, just bless people, release them, and let them go. Wish them well, and let them go. And the more you wish people well, the more you wish for people's highest good, then in turn, more light and love and good comes to you. Love conquers all. I don't care what anybody says, and think about it. Love conquers all. Love your haters. Love on them. And number seven, don't lose your peace. Peace is one of the most precious commodities that we have, guys. It is one of the most precious things. Nothing, absolutely nothing that I know of is worth you losing your peace over. Nothing, no thing is worth you losing your peace over. Trying to figure out why people do what they do, and why people are negative, and why people are hurtful, and why did they do this to me, and why are they saying this about me, and I'm a good person, and I just want to help people, and it's just a waste of energy. It's a waste of good energy. You know, don't sit and try to figure people out, because we can't. You know, I've come to a place where I just say, well, people are who they are, and they do what they do because they're who they are, you know. And I'm not saying that I have not been hurt or affected by people and what people have said, but I've learned how not to be, and I've learned how to feel whatever you need to feel. You feel that pain for that moment. You feel that hurt for that moment, but you let it go. You choose to forgive. See, you have a choice. You can choose to wallow in the negative, or you can choose to be in the positive. You truly have a choice. You truly have a choice. And so you can say, okay, I'm going to be I'm not going to forgive them. They hating on me. I'm going to hate on them. But why you want to be stuck in that energy? You just create more junk and gook and ugh, you know? That's all that negative stuff create. You know, most of the diseases that people have in their bodies is because of stress and anxiety, which is created by stuck energy, because energy has to move. It has to flow. And when you get stuck in anger, bitterness, and unforgiveness, then your energy gets stuck. And then it creates this diseases and this sickness and this illness that a lot of people have in their body. You know, energy is emotion. Emotions are energy in motion. And when you get stuck in your emotions, your energy gets stuck. That's what emotions are, energy in motion. So when you get stuck in your feelings, your energy gets stuck. And then it brings about, you know, all of these different illnesses and diseases. And, man, that's a whole episode on its own. And I'd love to bring that back and talk about that in a little more detail. So don't get stuck in your emotions. Don't get stuck in anger and bitterness and unforgiveness and those kind of things. Release people, you know, to the best that you can. Release people. Sometimes it's more challenging to forgive some things than it is others. You know, I remember I went through a situation one time with a person that I respected very much and loved very much. And this person did something to me that was very hurtful, very, very, very hurtful. And I had to actually pray about being able to forgive them, because even when I thought I forgave them, it would come back up again. And I remember the Spirit saying to me, ask me for the power to forgive. And that's what I did. I asked for the power to forgive, and that was able, and I was able to release it and able to forgive them. So if you are a person who is wallowing in unforgiveness, you got to let that energy go. And if you are a person that has been in this place of unforgiveness for a long, lengthy period of time, I can almost guarantee that you're having some type of medical issues in your body. I can almost guarantee that, because again, emotions are energy in motion, and when your emotions get stuck, your energy gets stuck, and it'll create all types of situations. So, yeah, call me. You know, let's talk about it. Send me an email. You know, if you're one of those persons that you know that you're in unforgiveness, you're walking in unforgiveness because of something somebody did, and you're having some illnesses in your body, I can bring you to a place where you can release those things, and you'll see those illnesses disappear as your unforgiveness disappears. I promise you it's so. So again, we're talking tonight about dealing with haters. This is the Happy Mind, Happy Life show, and I am your host, Sheila Willis, Abundance Life Coach, and I am just sharing with you tonight. First of all, we talked about haters and why haters do what they do, and why they are operating the way that they are operating, why they are haters and why they loathe and have jealousy and that type of thing. And then I gave you some action steps that you can take, that if you are being challenged with haters in your life, those are some of the things that you can do I did have a caller that called in earlier. I hope you're still listening. You were from the 510 area code, and you called in real early just as we started the show. I hope that you will call back in because the lines are open, and I am taking your call and would very would really love to hear your voices tonight. I'm here for your questions. Number to call in is 949-534-0637. If you're listening to me tonight, if you have a question, or maybe you just want to call in to say hi, it's always a delight to me, you know, to have people just call in and say, hey, I'm listening, and, you know, I enjoy your show and that kind of thing. So you can call in to say that. You know, encouragement is always welcome, and we all can use encouragement. And so if you want to call in just to encourage me tonight, or if you have a question, if you want to share a story about, you know, maybe some things that you're going through or something that you dealt with before with haters. So let me just go back as we're waiting for the callers. Let me go back to number seven. And basically number seven, the action step is don't lose your peace. Peace is one of the most precious commodities. It really is. It, to me, I don't know anything that's worth me losing my peace over. No thing. I really don't. And so don't try to figure out why people are negative or hurtful or vengeful or whatever. You know, don't even try to figure that out. You know, don't lose your peace over what other people do. Just let them go. And ask, you know, just forgive them and choose, you know, choose to forgive, choose to walk in peace, choose to walk in love, choose to walk in light. And so the last action step that I have for you is that you would spend your energy wisely. Number eight would be spend your energy wisely. And what I mean by that is focus on the things and the people that are important to you. The things that are important, your haters are not important to you. They're not going to make you or break you. They're not going to pay your bills. They're not going to do anything positive for you. So focus on the things and the people that are important to you. Let your focus be on the people that got your back, no matter what. You know, those that support you or who get you and are always there for you. And what I mean by get you, people that identify with you, they resonate with you, they understand, they click with you. That's an old saying that we used to say, so I guess I'm probably dating myself, but these people click with you. They resonate. I mean, they feel you. They got you. They understand. And they're always there for you. Focus on them. You know, it is as human beings, we as the people in these earth suits, we tend to focus more on the negative than we do the positive. But we got to shift that, and we got to begin to do things in a different way. And as we go into these levels of consciousness, as we become higher conscious in our higher consciousness, then we will begin to focus more on the positive. As we begin to move through these dimensions, we will begin to focus more on the positive, less, you know, on the negative. And so now, you know, we're these, you know, in this three-dimensional reality that we're in, more of us focus on the negative things and the negative aspect of things than we do the positive. Just as I'm saying here, we will complain and talk about, you know, what haters are doing to us and how many haters we have, and rather than supporters. You know, I've been guilty of that. Here is a moment of truth. When I started my business, my life coaching business, about three and a half years ago, let me step back and say this. I have always been a person that has been a supporter of people. I have just always. If you're my friend, you're my friend. I got you. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm one of those ride or die type of friends. I'm with you in the Cadillac. I'm with you in on the bus. You know, I'm just with you. And so I have supported many people over the years. You know, I've paid bills. I've bought groceries, whatever. I got you, you know. And when I started my business, I felt like the people who were my friends, because I don't take that word lightly. If you say you're my friend, I believe you, and I'm going to show you friendship. And but a lot of the people who said that they were my friends, I found that they didn't support me. They didn't support my webinars. They didn't support my seminars. They didn't support the different things that I did. They rarely even liked a post or a flyer that I had about a webinar. They didn't share my information, and I was a little baffled about that. I couldn't really understand, how can these people say they're my friends, but they don't support me in my business, you know? And a lot of entrepreneurs that I know basically say the same thing. More people that don't know me shop and support me than people who do know me. And so that stings a bit. You know, here's just a transparent moment. That kind of stung a bit, you know, when I saw that the people who I felt should support me didn't. And, you know, and one person was a very dear friend of mine. We'd been through thick and thin, just didn't show up for me, you know, and I couldn't get that. I couldn't understand that. But then I began to think about it in a different light. And one of the reasons, because I'm saying this because I know a lot of entrepreneurs go through this, because I talk to a lot of them, and they have this same story. So you're out there that is an entrepreneur, you're out there to have your own business, and you're going to be able to relate to this, and I'm speaking to you in the way of encouragement. I'm going to share this with you, because that bothered me too, and that actually hurt me. You know, that the people that I believed that were my friends and family didn't support me. But when I began to think about it, this is what I saw. The reason why, and there's some other reasons, but this is one of the reasons why our friends and our family don't support us the way people do that don't know us. Because your friends and your family were around before you became or you begin to walk in who you are now. So now you got a hold of your purpose, and you've got a hold of your destiny, and you're walking in that. So but they knew you the way you were, and it's a challenge for them to accept you as who you are, because they didn't know you as the being that you are. They didn't know you as this entrepreneur. They didn't know you as this coach, as this, you know, as this whatever profession and whatever career and whatever business you're in. They didn't know you as that person. They didn't know you in your purpose. They knew you in your past. They knew you as the person you were. So it's a challenge for them to accept who you are. It's a challenge for them to do that. And so I don't believe they mean any harm. I just believe that they don't know how to embrace who you are. And especially when you have pretty much traveled the same type of road. You know, you ate at the same lunch table. You played in the same park, and you swung on the same swings. And you went through all of the same things that they went to. But now all of a sudden you begin to is up in is the best way I can best term I can use for right now. You begin to elevate. There you go. You begin to elevate into your purpose, and they're not moving into theirs. Then they don't know how to embrace you as who you are. And so that's not uncommon, because it happened with Jesus. You know, when Jesus, was walking in the fullness of his being King of Kings and the Messiah, the were saying, oh, that man is from Galilee. Nothing comes good out of Galilee. They remember him when he was a youngster. They remembered him when he was a kid. He probably was throwing rocks at people and doing all the little stuff that boys do. So then when he began to grow up and say, I'm the prophet and I'm the Messiah, they say, oh, psh, that's just Jesus, Joseph's son. That's the carpenter's son, you know? So, and then with Joseph, when Joseph began to see who he was and he began to see that he was going to be this great ruler and he started to share it with his family, his brothers got so mad at him, they threw him in a pit because they couldn't handle who he was. They only knew him as who he was then. They could only knew who he used to be. You get what I'm saying? And I think that's the challenge. Moses, you know, Moses, when Moses began to be the leader, his sister and brother, they couldn't relate to Moses being the leader and ruler over them. So they began to talk about him and they began to have a problem with him. But then, you know, they had to be for that. God rebuked them for that. And they had to begin to embrace Moses for who he really was and not who he used to be. And that's the challenge, I believe, that our friends, our family have with us. And some, because, you know, they are struggling with trying to work in their purposes and their destinies, and they've not been able to do that, and it may be some jealousy there. But some is simply because they don't know how to embrace us as who we are. And I think you understand that. And so, again, we don't want to focus on that. You know, that was a challenge for me when I first started out in business, and I did lose some friends, you know, and I had to put some distance between me and some family members and me and some of my friends. I really kind of learned maybe who really was friends and maybe who were more associates than friends. But so that you'll come to that, you know, as you begin to elevate into your purpose and in your destiny, you may have to put some distance between you and those who were your friends, or even, like I say, some family members, and embrace the fullness of where you're going, you know, and what you have been given to do. And that's okay, you know, but it doesn't mean that you have to focus on you know, people or haters, you know. Start looking more at who is supporting you. And that's what I had to do. I had to make that shift. I had to stop thinking about the friends that wasn't supporting me and the family that wasn't supporting me, and start focusing on, I may not know these people, but they're supporting me, and new friends and you know, that I've made, you know, and new connections and new family, because I have some people in my life that are not blood family, but they're my sisters from another mister, and they're my brothers from another mother, and I feel like they're my family just as I do as people who are my blood family. So you can make new friends and you can make a new family. So support on those. I mean, focus on those. Focus on people who do support you. Focus on people who are there for you, people who are giving you encouraging words, and people who are inspiring you, and people who are motivating on you. You know, spend your energy wisely. Spend your energy in that way, and not focus on what the haters are doing or who's complaining about you or you're complaining about them. Don't spend your time like that. Don't spend your energy like that. Instead, be grateful for those who are supporting you. And when you begin to shift your focus and you begin to focus more on the who's supporting you, you'll begin to see more and more support spring up and less of the haters. I guarantee that. So, hey, why don't we make this vow to ourselves that we will not give haters any more energy, any more intention, any more power in our lives at all? My mom used to say this: if they knew better, they would do better. If they knew better, they would do better. So until they know better and do better, let's not give them the focus and let's not give them the intention. I really, you know, hope that what I've shared tonight has helped some in some way. I do know that there are people out there that really do struggle with haters in their lives and haters hating on them. And I know some people out there that are have been haters. You know, you've been hating on people because you are feeling some pain and because you're not doing maybe what you want to do in life, but you don't have to. You know, your destiny, your purpose is just as important as anyone else's. And if you don't know how to tap into it, you send me an email, call me, send me an email, and I will help you find your purpose and walk out your purpose. So it is now 6:44. We have about 15 minutes here, but I think I'm just going to go ahead and end the show. I don't want to drag things out if no one's going to call in. I will give out the number again if there's anyone out to share your story, or perhaps you have a question, you want help in dealing with a hate. I'm here for you tonight. This is the Happy Mind, Happy Life show. I am your host, Sheila Willis, Abundance Life Coach, and we are the discussion we are having tonight is dealing with haters. The phone number is 949-534-0637. Again, that number is 949-534-0637. And I'll give it maybe just a few more moments here. I'll give out my website again, and if no one calls in by that time, we will go ahead and end the show. So if you are interested in any of the videos or any of the seminars that I do, personal development seminars or videos or ebooks, you can go to website, which is www.lifecoachsheilawillis.com. Again, that's www.lifecoachsheilawillis.com. And I have ebooks, videos, and audios available for you on my website. I also have inspirational t-shirts that are on my website as well, and some free information, some free stuff, some free goodies. So stop by there and check out our website and see if there's anything that will be a help to you. As you all know, if you really do know me, you know that I am very interested in everybody winning. I really want everybody to win. And so that's my heart. And so check out my website, see if there's something there that'll help you. Check out my on-demand channel and see if there's any episodes or shows that may be a help to you as well. Please stay tuned. And for the upcoming webinar on money, it's going to truly help you to get your money free. I'm telling you, my money has changed 100%. 100%. I tripled my last year's income, and I'm well on my way. I'm believing even for greater and more this year. But there was a time, I tell you, I couldn't buy Kool-Aid. And that's the honest truth. And when I change my thoughts, my whole world changed. And I can show you just how to do that. So do listen in again next week. I believe we'll come back with a discussion on self-limiting beliefs, what they are, how they were established, and what you can do to rid yourself of self-limiting beliefs. And so thank you so much. You know, I'm happy that you all were here with me tonight. Really would hoping that someone would call in, just want to hear your voice, but that's okay. You know, I know you're out there because I see the stats. So thank you for listening in every week. Thank you for being here with us. You have been listening to the Happy Mind, Happy Life show. And until next time, please do keep living your happy life.